Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This is the Sports Edge with Rick Wolf on your flagship station for New York sports, The Fan, Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM, WFAN, New York.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Rick Wolf Sports Edge. I am your host, Rick Wolf. Well, we had a most engaging discussion last Sunday morning with Coach Wayne Mazzoni about college recruiting. And during this past week, I had a number of emails from listeners about college coaches making promises to high school recruits, but curiously, not at the D1 or D2 level, but at the Division III level. Now, of course, at the Division III level, no college scholarships are offered, but that doesn't mean that college coaches at these programs aren't highly competitive in terms of recruiting. And later on in this hour, I want to come back and talk about recruiting and the heartbreaking promises that go on at the Division III level. It's a topic that honestly is rarely talked about, but I want to get into it later on. But first up, Christmas, of course, is almost here, and the new year follows a week later. If you bought your kid a shiny new $300 Little League bat just a few months ago, you might be surprised at the stroke of midnight on December 31st, because that bat is going to become obsolete, and you have to go out and buy your youngster a new one. It's hard to believe, but true. But to cut through all the clutter, what's going on here, I've asked our friend Steve Callis to join me to explain what is going on. And by the way, friends, of course, we'll take your questions and comments at 1-877-337-6666. That's brought to you by Mohegan Sun. Unlimited possibilities await you at Mohegan Sun. Plan your stay at MoheganSun.com. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Rick. Great to be with you as always. Happy holidays to everybody.
Thank you, Steve. Now, let me just read this real quick quote, which comes from the Little League Baseball website. The USA Baseball, USA Bat Standard will officially be implemented in all Little League Baseball programs at the Junior League Division and below, effective January 1st, 2018. That's next week, of course. The majority of parents, coaches, and volunteers believe wood, and I'm quoting this verbatim, believe wood is the ideal material for bats. The new USA Bat Standard bats are designed to have a wood-like performance while having the benefits of a non-wood bat. And, of course, my question, and Steve, I don't know how many years you and I have talked about this, so why not just use wood bats?
Well, I can tell you Little League stance, and Little League stance, and it's on their website, is that wood is, quote, scarce, close quote. And I personally find that hard to believe. You know a lot, as do I, about all wood bat leagues. If you want your kid to really be a hitter, if he's got enough, I would say, physical just girth, not even, you know, talent. He should use a wood bat. You know better than I, the pro scouts want to see kids hit with wood, not with aluminum, mm-hmm. because no matter what they do, the bottom line is no matter what they do, it's not going to be the same as wood. And all you have to do is look at the advertising for these new bats about how super duper they are.
Well, I mean, and again, we talked about this a few months ago, and uh-huh. obviously you brought it to our attention that now they're unless your bat, unless the kid's bat has this label on it that says USA bat, that no other bat will be allowed to be used in Little League Baseball. Is that correct?
That's correct. If you are 14 and under, the senior division of Little League, which is 15 and older, you can still use those BB Core bats from last year. But every Little Leaguer, and you're talking, as far as I can tell, over a million at least, every Little Leaguer who does not have a one-piece wood bat, if you still have that wood bat you did use last year in Little League, you can use that. Other than that, you have to go out and buy a brand new bat. And I'll tell you something that's even worse, Rick, since we talked earlier this week. I went on the Modell's, I just picked one. I went on the Modell's website Friday, 2 days ago, and they had on sale from $279.99 down to $249.99 a Mako Beast, which is kind of the bat of choice, if you will, now if you're getting aluminum bats.
Mm-hmm.
The Mako Beast from 2017. This is 2 days ago. You can get $30 off that bat, and if unfortunately you buy that bat for your 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14-year-old, literally next week, that bat is worthless as far as using it in a Little League, Junior League game.
I mean, the fact is...
That's Friday.
So, now, if you go onto the Little League Baseball website, and they, it's to my way of thinking, they have all sorts of things that tend to distract one about this is we're honoring this person, doing that, and so on. I mean, it's all good stuff, except that, to me... This is such a watershed moment that, you know, you understand, friends, if you're a coach, if you're an umpire, if you're a parent, you better understand that everything is going to change as of January 1st in terms of the bats that are being used. You would think that would be like the lead item on their webpage, but no, it's not the way it is.
Well, not only that, I've been trying to find, and we talked about it in July, we suggested it on the air, and I did in that article that's still at AskCoachWolf2Fs.com.
Mm-hmm.
That there should be some kind of trade-in program, that you should be able to bring your brand-new $279.99 Easton Mako in and get, I don't know, a real number back, because you almost bought it under false pretenses. You could use it this year, you could use it 2017, you could use it in fall ball, but you can't use it starting next week, which says to me, frankly, Rick, a lot of parents are going to wake up next March or April, okay, son, you're going to Little League, here's your bat, and they show up with the bat, and yeah, you can't use that bat, you need one with a USA bat insignia on it, and there's going to be a lot of shock, because just for the reason, it just hasn't been publicized enough, in my view, because this is going to take a lot of money out of people's pockets. And I have not been able to find one. I went to the Easton website, you know, oh, we can help you pick your new bat. You know, I went to Just Bats, and they have a trade-in program, but as far as I can tell, I put in the 2017 Mako Beast, and you can't trade that one in. Guess why? And, of course, the trade-in's like with everything. You know, you're getting virtually pennies on the dollar anyway. So there was no effort, in my view, by either the retailers, the bat companies, or, frankly, Little League. And it's not just Little League. It's Pony League. It's Cal Ripken. You know, it's not
I make that clear. It's not just Little League Baseball. It's all these all the various youth baseball organizations are doing the same thing, because they all obviously the intent is, well, we have these new bats that we feel are going to be very close to emulating what the wood-like experience is. Now, as we just mentioned, you can still go out and buy wood bats. And wood is what we want. That's the ideal choice. Now that Little League has basically proclaimed that wood is scarce, therefore we're going to this. And that's, again, something that we've scratched our head about for a long, long time on the show. But I just find it curious that there's been so little publicity about this, especially coming from Williamsport. And we've been hearing now for the drumbeats about the fact that youth sports are becoming more and more a question, Steve, of the haves versus the have-nots, all about the wealth breakdown. This is a clear situation where, well, you know, if you bought your kid a brand-new bat for 17, guess what? You got to buy a whole new bat, in a few months for Little League starts here in March and April.
Yeah, well, the skeptic in me says this is one of the great money grabs of all time. A million bats by fill in the blank, $50, $100, $300, whatever it is. The numbers are almost unfathomable. I will say, in terms of the league, there is something called the USA Bat Kit Grant, where you can apply as a league if you're a poor league. I went to try and find the application, and the first question on the application is, did you file a financial form last year with Little League? I couldn't even find the financial form, so you have to jump through some hoops there. And obviously that's a good program if you are a Little League in a poor area. I can't define poor area for you because I couldn't find it. But other than that, there is no, as far as I can tell, bat company, again, retailer, bat company, just bats that are taking these bats that will be obsolete next week. And again, you know, for obvious reasons, but this is something that should have been, although it was announced a long time ago, Rick, it should have been obviously much more. As you say, it should have been the first thing on the Little League website and the USA Bat website and JustBats.com, in my opinion, for at least 6 months, if not a year.
We're talking, of course, with Steve Callis, and as I said, as we're a week away from the start of 2018, we're talking about the fact that all Little League bats have to carry now a new USA Bat sticker. Otherwise, that bat is no longer allowed to be used in Little League competition. And the fact that there's been such a dearth of publicity about this, we talked about this back in June, and suspecting that, well, you know, if you bought your kid a brand new bat in 17 for $200 or $300, yeah, you can still use that bat in batting practice, I guess, but the kid can't use the bat in the games starting the spring. And again, to be fair, it's not just about Little League. It's all the other leagues as well, that youth baseball are doing the same thing because they want to get closer to the sense of what wood is like. And again, we just don't know why they don't just say use wood.
And if I could say, Rick, just one other thing. I went to the USABaseballShop.com website where you can buy a U.S. baseball shop gift card to buy a Little League, you know, a newly certified USA bat. I went to print the USA certified bat list. It's 20 pages long, so I didn't print it. But essentially, again, to me, it's still a money grab. That means you can virtually buy any, of course, USA bat that's USA certified, but you're going to pay for it, whatever it's going to be. And one other thing on wood, which we mentioned last time, which was new to me. When we talk about you can keep your wood bat, it's only solid one-piece wood bats
Correct. That
you can keep. If you have a multi-piece wood bat, this was news to me back in June and July, but if you have a multi-piece wood bat, that has to have the USA baseball mark, which means you have to buy another wood bat. And that includes, and I'm quoting here, Rick, because I never knew this includes two-piece wood bats, composite wood bats, laminated wood bats, bonded wood bats, bamboo bats,
everything.
And any wood bat that could be defined as an experimental design. Again, all new information to me. So hopefully if you have a wood bat, it's that good old-fashioned, solid, one-piece wood bat.
It's just mind-boggling. All right, look, we're talking, of course, with Steve Callis. Steve, we've got to take an update, a break here, and a few commercials. And, friends, we'll take your calls and comments about what's, the term is sort of a money grab here. That's what it seems to be if you have to go and buy your kid a new Little League baseball bat. And we're taking your calls at 1-877-337-6666.
Radio.com.
And welcome back to the Sports Edge. I'm your host, Rick Wolf. We're talking with Steve Callis about this new rule with goes into effect on January 1st with Little League bats. They need to carry or have this USA bat decal. Otherwise, those bats that are currently around are no longer, you can no longer use those in Little League games. Oh, and we're taking your calls at 1-877-337-6666. But, Steve, before I get to our callers, major, major congrats on your being recently inducted into the Power Memorial High School Athletic Hall of Fame. You know, Power Memorial, you're talking about one of the all-time great, great sports schools, in this area. I mean, we're talking about people who played there like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Len Elmore, longtime NBA coach Brendan Malone, and for you to be recognized you know, for your talents as a baseball, a basketball player, bowling, I mean, that's quite an accomplishment, Steve, and I just want to send my personal congratulations to you. That's really something special.
Well, I greatly appreciate that. Yeah, people don't know that Brenda Malone, who coached for 30 years in the NBA, was the first coach of the Raptors, started at Power Memorial, and he was an excellent baseball coach. Nobody knows that, and it was great to get inducted with him as my coach. My kids got a chance to meet him and find out about my dad, who, you know, passed away when I was at Power Memorial. But it was a great school. It was a great place to be. It was good academically. There was an academic part of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly prepared me for D1 baseball and academics at NYU and then on to Fordham Law School. I greatly appreciate you mentioning it. It was a big thrill for me, especially to have my children there, to have, you know, somebody other than their dad tell lies about how good I was.
Well, as I said, it's a tremendous accomplishment. Again, just wonderful. And yeah, I mean, we talk so much to you on the show about sports parenting and obviously from a legal analysis as well. But we want our listeners to know that yes, you have a pretty good background in athletics yourself. So, Steve, congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's get to our callers. Let's start with Ty up in Connecticut. Ty, good morning. You're on the Fan.
Hey, good morning. First and foremost, to all you guys, happy holidays, Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Ty. You as well.
Hey, I think one of the big things, too, that nobody talks about, and it's reality, is that they're banning these sort of composite bats because of the liability. I mean, you've got kids in a Little League sort of age bracket, right? You've got fourth graders going against, in some cases, you know, nine-year-olds going against 12-year-olds that are 6 feet tall, that are throwing from 40 feet away, 65, 70 miles an hour. It's like a 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
Mm-hmm.
This thing comes off the bat, these composite bats, with a trampoline effect of more than 100 miles an hour.
Sure. No,
crazy.
We're all well aware of that. And obviously, Steve and I started talking about this issue many years ago about the fact that, well, going back to the supercharged aluminum bats with the trampoline effect. But
I got a solution. Yeah, my solution would be to have, you know, go, and they're talking about, you know, Easton and these guys are talking about they want more of a wood effect, and that's all garbage. They're worried about liability. Bottom line is, if you want the wood effect, just think about it logically. Wood bats, buy six, seven of them. It's the same cost as maybe one or two Makos.
Mm-hmm.
Leave them right at the field. So then it's not as though one kid's got a great advantage over another. Same thing in softball, for God's sakes. The teams with the best bats are going to win. You know what I mean? It's kind of simple as that. But I think it comes down, unfortunately, to a money situation. These guys are making huge dollars with bats that are made to be broken. They're obsolete. They're, you know, they have these one-year warranties, and after a year, they only take so many hits. They crack, they splinter, they break. It's crazy. So I would argue that rock maples have more substance, more longevity than a lot of these composite bats that are selling for $350, $400 a year.
Ty, interesting point. Thank you for the call. Steve, let's talk about for a second. Ty's perspective is that this has more to do with liability. I'm not really quite sure. Is that the driving force, you think, here? Or?
Well, for what it's worth, I can tell you on the Little League website, there is under the frequently asked questions, which I encourage people to go to, with respect to the new bat rules, they say safety was not a factor in our decision to change these bat rules. You know, Little League baseball is very safe. And, of course, relatively speaking, I guess, as opposed to kids banging their heads on a football field, it is relatively safe. But as we've, you know, over the years, there have been a couple of deaths. There have been many injuries, head injuries, high school, college. I don't disagree with the notion. I mean, again, we all come back to the same thing. Well, if you want it to be like wood, then just make some wood bats and go there. But I do think personally that there is an element to that. As for him saying 9-year-olds are playing against 12-year-olds who are 6 feet tall, that's not allowed in Little League. I can tell you many, many, many years ago, Rick, I was a 9-year-old who played against 12-year-olds because that was not illegal in the Little League way back when. And it is a very difficult thing to do. But I've always said, unless you're a physical specimen, you shouldn't play too far up because it could really crush your confidence. So I like what he says. Generally speaking, we agree with that. It's not like we haven't, as you said, we've spoken about that for at least 12, 14, maybe longer years when all this started. It is better, as you said, than the weapons they had back in the late 90s. You'll recall the College World Series. What was that, like a 21-18 final or something?
Right.
They have changed the rules, but, you know, I'll say it forever, as will you. If you want wood, like, use wood.
Yeah, I we all started this conversation this morning, Steve, about the fact that Little League Baseball says, well, wood is scarce. I don't know how they came to that conclusion. I mean, yeah, we know about, you know, I guess climate change and global warming, but, you know, the fact is, if you're going to spend that kind of money on a brand new baseball bat, you might as well spend it and buy, you know, a wooden baseball bat. I just, I'm not aware, again, we've talked about this for years, that so many wooden bats are being broken by little leaguers. I was never really aware of that as I was growing up, and I don't think that's the case today. But again, that's just one. That's my own personal opinion on the subject.
Well, you'll recall when Jim Otto got that law passed in New York City to use all wood, and everybody was going nuts, and they had a picture of the Mount St. Michael guy in the paper with a bunch of broken wood bats, that this was going to be the end of the world for high schools. And, of course, nothing like that has happened. So, again, it's not surprising. And I'll say it forever, if your kid is a real player, if you know that he's a real player, I mean, 10 years ago, my son played for Dan Gray up there at Pro Swing, and they specifically went to wood bat tournaments just so their kids, who were generally better players, again, I'll never say my kid was a great player, but he was a pretty good player, you would use wood, and I'll say it one final time, the scouts and the college scouts, they want to see you hit with wood because then they have a better sense of whether you can really hit or not.
Yeah, and the Catholic High School League here in the New York City area, they still use wood bats. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's, if you haven't seen high school baseball being played with wood baseball bats, you're in for a surprise because it's, you're not seeing tremendous power, a lot of home runs. No, you're seeing small ball. And that's because the kids who've grown up in Little League and hit a lot of gappers and home runs, all of a sudden they're playing with wood bats, and it's a whole different game. And if nothing else, it probably gives the kids a greater appreciation for what the guys do in professional minor league ball and in the major leagues. And they can, you know, hit balls 300, 400 feet routinely with a wood bat. So it's a little different kind of game, to be sure.
Yep.
Steve, I obviously our time is short, and I thank you so much for getting up early this morning to join about this important transition with Little League. We're obviously going to see what happens next, but I imagine as we get early into the new year, we'll start seeing lots of articles and columns about why is Little League doing this, and are you aware, and consumer concerns, and so on and so forth. And again, as you point out, Little League Baseball says, well, we have a program in place that if your Little League doesn't have enough funding to do this, you know, we'll help you out and so on and so forth. But, you know, to my way of thinking, every little league in every town doesn't have enough money. So I don't understand why can't Little League Baseball underwrite all these changes in terms of buying new bats for these kids.
Well, I agree, and I think you'll even hear more articles in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area where you broadcast, you know, come March or April when the season actually starts. You know, some of these people can play year-round, Florida, Texas, etc., but I think in New York you're going to see the real outcrying of what happened when the Little League season starts in 2018, you know, end of March, April, somewhere around there into May.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Steve, thanks. We'll check in with you later on down the road.
Always a pleasure, Rick. Thank you. Happy holidays to all.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.